5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Sunday, Croc Nation. This is Dr. Tom Iannelli, the bus driver of your survivorship bus. And to my left, Professor Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Angel, I missed you. I just got back from vacation. I feel I abandoned you. Do you have any bad feelings about me abandoning you?
No, not at all.
You say that. Now, no one can see your face except for me. You have the little devil face on. Yeah, there you go with your little horns. But I will tell you this, I feel very recharged, very refreshed, and it gave me inspiration to start a new module. So you're a cancer survivor, you just got diagnosed with cancer, and you're beginning a toxic series of treatments, whether it be chemotherapy, radiation therapy, surgery, and just so happens, coincidentally, that the summer's coming around, and you have that cruise booked, or you have that beach house booked, or you have that mountain alpine house booked, and you have everything ready. You have your family members and all those types of things. And that's kind of your old normal life, but now you're not in your normal life. You're in your cancer life. You're in your survivorship life. And what do you do? Do you go on vacation? If you do go on vacation, what do you have to worry about? And this module is going to be all about trying to reclaim your normalcy, how to get back to your normal life, despite the fact that you happen to be a cancer survivor. So because of inspiration from my vacation, I thought we would start with episode one about how a cancer survivor, even in active treatment, not only should go on vacation, it might be something that is incredibly important as you get through your treatments. Your thoughts, Angel?
My microphone went on there, so I apologize, guys. So and I think it was because of the fact that my microphone had been on vacation for so long. I think vacations without any question is something that is necessary for all people. It is an opportunity to just rethink, recharge, refocus. Looking at you, and they can't see you, I see just a completely rejuvenated person. You look like you've rested, and you look like you have your game face on. So yes, I think vacations are phenomenal.
Exactly. And again, this module is about how to reclaim your normalcy. So let's talk a little bit about vacations for the survivor in active treatment. So you're in the middle of your treatment. This is actually from an article from the Cleveland Clinic from January of 2021. And you're in the middle of your treatment, and you're having one of the most serious, scary, and intense experiences you've ever had. Then you think to yourself, I have a trip coming up. Does it seem frivolous to be going on vacation when I'm in the middle of the sandstorm of my life? And the answer is yes. It is not frivolous. Yes, it is important for you to remain normal. Even though you're going through cancer treatments, we don't want you to separate your normal life from your cancer life, because really your cancer life now is your normal life, and it will be your life forever and ever and ever and ever. And we are praying, Angel and I and all the board of directors and everyone else on the Croc Survivorship bus, praying for your cure. So these moments of normalcy, going out to dinner during active treatment, going on a date, going on a family reunion, all of the things that are normal, going to buy a car, all things that you might say, maybe this is not the time for us to do this. Well, answer is yes, it is the time. So it might be exactly what you need, according to the article. So much of your daily life and mental energy can revolve around treating your treatments and visits to the doctor. I mean, how many times you have to go to the doctor? You probably go to the doctor 5 days a week. You can actually get a little bit of distance between what's going on in your survivorship and what's going on in your real life and what's going on in your head. Planning a vacation can give you something to look forward to. It can also transport your mind from a really dark and scary place to maybe a pleasant place. I just happened to come back from the beach. You can be daydreaming about those beautiful breezes or the beautiful waves and the sounds of the water. That's my wife's favorite sound, is to listen to the waves. You lull her to sleep. You could be in the mountains or go to a museum. You can stimulate your senses and you can get your mind off of the worry. And that's the intention of what we're talking about. However, you do have a couple of things you have to remember. We're not telling you to quit treatment and go to Vegas. We do have some recommendations for you. So number one recommendation is, before you go on a vacation, you might want to ask your doctor and your nurses, your oncologist, about what your thoughts are. And sometimes the thoughts are good, and sometimes the thoughts are terrible, because now during treatment, you have a special set of circumstances. So let's start with the question, is the time right for me to take a vacation? And the answer is never yes or no. It always is, it depends. It depends on where you are in your journey. Many patients, when they're starting radiation with me, say it's early stage breast cancer treatment patient who needs between 16 and 21 days of radiation, they tell me they have a family reunion in North Carolina and they don't want to miss it. And it's exactly 6 weeks away. So we take out the iCal and we look at the Apple phone, the smartphone, we look at the calendar, and we actually try to count just to see where everyone is. Now, if a person is only going to be taking a long weekend, and we're going to talk about that, not all vacations have to be a whirlwind tour of Europe. That could be, you know, just a staycation, or it could be a weekend up in the Berkshires, and or something such as that. And we'll get into that. But I always tell my patients, if it's a couple of days you need off toward the end of your treatment, you probably can use a break anyway. It's not a big deal. The problem I have, and I think most oncologists would feel this way, is that we want you to take your treatment seriously. We don't want you to say, okay, I'm going to start my treatment and then I'm going to be away for 6 weeks and then I'm going to come back to my treatment. That won't work. But we will, for the most part, I can't speak for every oncologist, but we want to try to keep your life as normal as possible. So I think a lot of us will work with you. Remember, Angel, the story of how awesome the staff was in our department who came in on a Saturday to let that person finish their last treatment before they went on vacation. Yes. Because it was a mental, even though they could have gone on vacation, come back for their final treatment. I think the thought process was to get that off their plate and go on this vacation. So we are willing to work with you. Is the time right? The answer is, it depends. The other thing is that, you know, what are the special circumstances that I have to worry about? So say you're on radiation therapy and you have a nice skin reaction, so almost like a sunburn before you even go to the beach, we might be advising you not to expose that area of the skin that we are treating and cover it up and put on sunblock, which we should be doing anyway. If you've just finished chemotherapy, you might be immunocompromised, and it might put you at a higher risk for an infection. So as I alluded to in jest about going to Vegas, you know, if your white blood count is less than 2, maybe Vegas is not the best place for you. Maybe you go on a nice, you go to Zion National Park and you bring a tent and you stay away from everybody and you get your little stove going and you see the beauty of nature, but at the same time, you're not exposing yourself to a bunch of people who have a bunch of germs. So, you know, again, creativity and nuance is the key. We're also in the middle of coronavirus. I mean, it seems like it's not there, but it still is there. And if you're immunosuppressed, I think the last thing you're going to want to know or do is get yourself through a busy airport and get yourself coronavirus and kind of muck things up for yourself. Probably not a good idea. In addition, most of our cancer patients have hypercoagulability. That means they're very high risk for getting blood clots or lymphedema. So if you're on a long plane flight, you know, there are things you might need to do. You might have to wear compression stockings. You might have to take an aspirin. Or if you're on an anticoagulant, you might want to make sure that you don't miss a dose. And speaking of medications, that's another you know, part two of the question is, what should you be doing if you do go on vacation? Pack enough of your meds, because you can't be sure that you're going to find a pharmacy where you're going to be. Or if you do find a pharmacy, You might be in the middle of nowhere and there's a pharmacy, but they don't have your special Zoloda pill or maybe your Temodar or whatever. So you got to make sure you pack enough. And what would be another thing you would say, Angel, not only packing enough, but also carrying it with you, meaning you do not want to put any of these medications on your bag. And how many times have you had your bags lost?
I've had them done once. And ever since then, I never, ever. I pack very light with the notion that I'm going to buy more, but yeah, you have to pack light because you just never know. The unknown is so possible when you're traveling, period.
Exactly. You might have injectable medications. You got to make sure that they, that they gel or they're par with the TSA security values. We used to where we work up here in Middletown, do a lot of prostate seed implants. We don't do many of them or any of them anymore. We send them out. But these men who have radioactive seeds in their prostate, they're radioactive. So say you go through TSA security check, you're gonna light that board up like you're a terrorist just because your prostate has radioactivity in it. So you need a note from your doctor to make sure you can tell them, hey, you know, yes, I am radioactive because I have radioactive seeds in my prostate for prostate cancer. So you have to make sure you relay on that. Angel, I don't know if you know this, but some medications are also sensitive to high temperatures and humidity. So you have to store all of your medications correctly. We talked about lymphedema. We talked about the compression socks. We talked about your immunity, how you need to pack sunscreen because some chemotherapies can make your body more sensitive to the sun. So hats, long t-shirts and long pants, even though you'll be tropical, you still have to be careful. And as far as length of trip, that also depends on where you are in your treatment. The woman that we came in on a Saturday, she was done with her treatment, so she could have gone on a month vacation if she wanted to rent a cabin in the woods. But if there's someone in the middle, as I said, in radiation and they need 21 days or 45 days or 30 days of radiation, 38 days of radiation, probably taking that 2-week vacation at that point, not a good idea. But certainly, again, negotiate with your oncologist. Can I take a 4-day weekend? And we're up in the Northeast, so we're very lucky. So 4 days can get us to Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Jersey Shore, the Hamptons, can take us into Pennsylvania, into the mountains, can take us all the way down to Washington, D.C., Virginia Beach, the Delaware beaches. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do within a couple hours of you. You figure 3-4 hour car ride should be your maximum. And then you figure that you could do your 4 days. So it's really a brief getaway. We talked about a staycation where you're really not going anywhere, but you're doing things like you were on vacation. I don't want you to like tackle your spring cleaning. That's not a vacation, but maybe try a couple of new restaurants in the Hudson Valley. There's some great cuisine going on in the Hudson Valley. Maybe go to a little town that you've never been to, Millerton and Rosendale. Go bike the New Paltz Gardner Trail. You know, do something cool. Stay at a hotel. You don't even have to stay home. Go to a neat little Hampton Inn or nothing. Doesn't have to be fancy. Just something to break up the routine to make you feel like you're on vacation. And at the end of treatment, as we mentioned, you might want to go on that celebratory family, gathering type of long vacation, which would be perfect and a great way of healing and getting better. You also have to look at where you are physically. So I just got back, as I said, back in May, I took the kids and we walked the West Highland Way over 100 miles. I forgot exactly how many miles, but if you're in the middle of your chemotherapy, maybe not the greatest idea to be hiking 15 miles a day. You know, that might be your beach vacation or a cruise or something like that. So as I said, you don't want to be doing a lot of walking if your energy is low. You don't want to be doing a lot of activity if you have to listen to your body, of course. But again, the whole process of this is to make sure that Angel and I begin the conversation of having you to begin thinking of yourself as normal, even though you feel everything in your soul is not normal. It's not normal for you. We want you to bring back your old you, but with a spin with your diagnosis and your treatments, because we do believe you will be a survivor, and we believe you will be cured.
Totally agree.
Angel, anything to add?
I just think that, you know, going back from the very beginning of your intro regarding vacation, one of the things that I think we should have also mentioned, which is always a given, is it's not always vacation is not always about relaxation. It's creating memories and being with our loved ones.
Yes.
And, you know, because you could have the worst vacation, but if you have it with the best people, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And I think that's going to be on our little blurb. I put that vacations are really the experiences that create these memories. I couldn't say it any better. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. I believe we owe you a compliment and a congratulations for the beginning of your fifth season.
Wow. Tell you, it's funny. I'm on my fifth season. My Correct. Son is 5 months old.
Yes.
I should just be playing the number fives.
It might not be a bad idea, but you're such a great man. Your podcast is amazing. You help so many people, and thank you for helping our survivors. Rod Freeman, can't say enough good things about you. If you guys are in the market for a small business operation that you want to start, or you need a website, or you need any sort of advice on how to kill gophers from going into your garden, or fix poop pipes, or whatever you got to do, Rod Freeman is your guy. Michael John Benzea, who you guys got to see last week, we did a rerun while I was on vacation. It was nice to see Mikey. I'm going to try to get him up, have dinner at the house sometime in July. He's just a fantastic young man, and he and Charlotte, so kind to us, Angel, so kind to us. Our amazing board of directors. God, I miss you guys. We had dinner in April on my birthday. I can't wait until the fall where we could get together and eat some great food and talk about survivorship and how we can improve a survivor's journey. And as always, we end this podcast as we end each podcast, on behalf of Angel and all the board of directors, we wish all of you the realization that you are a normal person despite having cancer, that you can have a normal life despite having cancer, that you are special, that you are loved, you are adored, and we wish you God's blessings. We wish you a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.